This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. If you're following the headlines very closely, you know that organized labor is at the forefront of a couple of major stories right now. Number one, of course, is the auto bailout rejected by the U.S. Senate on Thursday evening. And, of course, union activists as well as its president of the United Auto Workers have been lobbying for this congressional rescue package. Also, Rod Blagojevich, the scandal-ridden governor of Illinois, was lobbying for potentially a high-profile union position for himself after his career as governor. That clearly won't happen now. And, of course, the congressional Democrats, which will have a larger majority in the new Congress, as well as a Democratic president, still intend on pushing the card check program. With me now to talk about all these stories is Mark McKinnon, vice chair of Public Strategies Incorporated. He's probably best known as being a media advisor to both George W. Bush and John McCain, and he's also affiliated now with the Workforce Fairness Institute. And, Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Well, let's start with the card check issue. Real quickly, recap for our listeners what that is and what the status of it is right now.
Sure. This is a piece of legislation that it's Orwellian named the Employee Free Choice Act, which should be called the Forced Choice Act. It's the most radical rewrite of labor legislation since the 1930s, and it is a labor Trojan horse that is designed to turn around declining labor rates. And the primary feature of the legislation eliminates the process by which they have traditionally organized in the workplace, which is that workers are allowed to cast a private ballot as to whether or not they want to be organized in a union. This legislation takes away that fundamental democratic right that we hold sacred in this country and instead would have them just write what's called a card check, which is something that's done in the open, and that union organizers what translates into the fact that union organizers would know if you're voting for or against the union, and obviously that would open up employees to coercive tactics from union bosses, and by the way, also from management. The whole idea of a secret ballot is so that nobody knows how you're voting, and you can vote your conscience. And so labor knows that, and this is a solution in search of a problem. There's no problem with private ballots in this country. The real problem is that labor has gone from, you know, once a third of the American workforce to now just about 7%. And the reason for that really is because they've become non-competitive in the global marketplace. So this is an artificial device that is being used to try and turn around labor's fortune. That's really what it is. And there's lots of other things in the legislation that are just a huge grab bag for labor, including a feature that mandates that a federal bureaucrat would come in when negotiations break down and mandate the terms of 2-year contracts. So all of this is just a nightmare for employers who are already stressed out given the current economic conditions.
We heard on Friday, in the wake of this defeat of the auto bailout in the Senate, the president of the United Auto Workers accusing Senate Republicans who blocked this legislation of being anti-worker. You talked a moment ago about how big labor has become non-competitive in a lot of ways in the global marketplace. What do you sense is the impact right now on the auto industry?
Well, it's had an enormous impact, and there's a direct relation between unions and the auto industry, and you can track, and it's very easy to see the statistics about, you know, what labor costs have imposed upon the auto industry, and the decline in the auto industry is directly related to labor costs and benefit costs and pension costs that are completely out of line with the rest of non-unionized workforces. And so we have the reason that competitors like, you know, foreign car makers are more competitive in the United States is because they don't have all those labor costs. And the legislation that didn't pass last night, all the Republicans wanted was for labor to acknowledge those differences in labor rates and to step up to the plate and say, you know, we're going to do our part, and our part simply means reducing our labor costs to put them in line with the foreign competitors. And they refused to do that, and that's why the whole deal fell apart.
Let's move on to Illinois now, and the role of organized labor is a little more obscured here, but it appears that one of the things that Governor Blagojevich was hoping for in terms of determining who would get the Obama Senate seat is who might be able to land him a high-profile job in the leadership of organized labor, perhaps the Service Employees International Union. What does that episode tell us about the influence of organized labor in party politics?
Well, you know, I'm certainly not going to, you know, suggest anything until we see, you know, the outcome of the investigation. But there's clearly SIU officials involved, alleged to be involved in some of these conversations with the governor. And, you know, it's another tainted situation in which unions are involved in trying to influence the political process, allegedly in this case, and we'll see what happens. But there's clearly a conversation in which a key SIEU labor official said that they would run this idea up the flagpole to suggest that they were considering it. And as I said, we'll see how the investigation turns out. But what I can say is the labor spent up to at least a half $1 billion in the last election is what can only be described as holding members of Democratic members of the House and Senate hostage by basically saying, we're not going to support you with all this money that they've got, which they get from union dues, by the way. We're not going to support you unless you sign up for this card check legislation, this EFCA, employee free choice or forced choice, as we call it, legislation.
Mark, unfortunately, our time is up, but we'll certainly be checking back in with you as the new Congress convenes and this legislation perhaps advances towards a vote. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Mark McKinnon is Vice Chairman of Public Strategies Incorporated. He's a former media advisor for President George W. Bush and Senator John McCain, and he's now affiliated with the Workforce Fairness Institute. Straight ahead on Dateline Washington, an end-of-the-week double shot from the Capitol steps. Please stay with us. This is Dateline Washington.